Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. I saw this story yesterday, and it reminded me of my youth. And you're going to think, wow, Jamie, were you a person of great theft? Were you a kleptomaniac when you were a kid? And the answer to that question is no. But there was a story that about a what was it? It was like a bell, a 70-pound bell at McLean Elementary School, which is in Washington State. There is a bronze bell located above the main entrance to McLean Elementary School in West Olympia, Washington. It was stolen earlier this month. Video surveillance shows the suspect pulling up to the school in a truck around 4:20 a.m., went up a ladder, and removed the bell. There is a reward out. The bell has an estimated value of $2,000. So you think to yourself, eh, big deal, someone stole a bell. Well, when I was a kid, the Taco Bell in my town actually had a bell.
Oh, yeah?
Now, they don't do that anymore. They just have, like, the sign or the logo or whatever. But actually, it was, there was above the Taco Bell was an actual bell. The bell didn't ring, mind you, but it just had the bell.
Right.
I would say the bell was stolen from that Taco Bell, I won't say once a month, but at least once every few months. Well, somebody stole the bell.
Why wouldn't they put like some kind of, fence around it or something to lock it up?
The bell?
Yeah.
Because it was above the restaurant, so they couldn't put a fence on the roof.
Oh,
it
was okay. Some sort of mechanism so
it
people couldn't steal it.
People stole the bell from Taco Bell.
I get it.
And we had a Kentucky Fried Chicken in town or KFC, and there was a big Colonel Sanders flag. People stole the flag. In fact, I have one friend I could call right now, and I bet you that he's got a KFC flag in his basement.
We've heard stories about people stolen the big boy.
Oh, yeah. Stealing the big boy was legendary. There was one restaurant in my town called the Cape Cod House, and they had one of those martini glasses in the window, the neon martini glass with a little olive or whatever, and that got stolen a lot. So it's full confessional time here, okay? 248-539-9797. And I'm not looking for any cheap ass, I stole a Twix from a CVS or something like that. We're talking about large-scale theft here. Not the kind they can prosecute, but the kind that was very much prank-worthy. Were you ever part of anything in your town, in college, where there was something that could be stolen and you stole it? Ever. And it can include B&E, because mine does.
Whoa. Oh. What's yours?
It was so random. And it was so stupid. Looking back on it, it was, in terms of risk reward of dumb things I've done in my life, this is right up there. So my college finals ended, and then we had a week between the end of finals and graduation. So this was the end of my senior year in college. And so that week in between was fun. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw the sunrise every morning, me and my friends, and we did ridiculously dumb things. And so one night we were out at the bars and we came back and we're walking across campus towards our apartment. And I don't know why, but me and my friend said we should break into the Kappa sorority and steal the composite. Sure. Why not? Composite was the big framed picture with all the
girls,
And so we did. We broke in, stole the composite. We had it back in our apartment about 3 o'clock in the morning. It was fantastic. Why we did this, I have no idea. And so my friends were coming back from the bars as well, and they stole like a for sale sign. And so they walk into our apartment.
You hang out with thieves.
They thought they were like king you know what. And they walk into the apartment. They look, and there sitting in the apartment was the Kappa Gamma composite. We're like, thank you very much. We win. We trumped you.
So whatever happened to the composite? Did you take it back?
Yeah, I took it back the next day because I knew one of the girls was I think she was a friend of mine who was living in the house as a senior, which is weird, but I think she was living in the house as a senior, and I was like, hey Heidi, I stole the composite.
Well, why would you tell her?
Because she wasn't gonna get me in trouble. She was not about to call the cops on me. But I'm saying if I had been seen breaking in or something like that, that would have been really bad.
I can't say my crime is my crime life can even compare to that. The only thing
You're welcome.
At least that I can remember. The only thing I remember stealing was in the days before pylons in the end zone, they used to have these like red flags on the corner to signify touchdown on the, you know, like they have pylons now. Yeah. And it had a big G for goal. And it was like in a logo of a bank in Philadelphia called Girard Bank. They didn't sponsor, but it looked like that. I stole that from my high school football field once, but that was
no was it with like with a crowd rushing onto the field?
Yeah, it was like the end of the game, and I was going to the car, and I just stole it.
I don't know if this would be considered stealing, but I was at a Northwestern game my sophomore year, and we were winless in the Big Ten for like we lost like 20 straight Big Ten games, and we beat Illinois on a Saturday night, and a guy named Cedric Nellums for Northwestern tossed in about a half court shot. I mean, like it was one of those runners. It was like at the desperation. It was a tie game. So it wasn't like to coming from behind and the ball went in and everybody rushed the court and the ball, I've watched the ball bounce and it bounced underneath the scorer's table. So it had like a, you know, it's back then they had like, what'd you call it? Like cloth in front of the scorer's table.
Yes,
and they didn't have like this, the revolving boards.
Right.
And so the ball literally disappeared underneath the scorer's table and nobody saw it go there. So I ran and I grabbed the basketball and I took it out.
Nice.
Yeah. Rawlings, NCAA official basketball.
So me and my friends, one time we stole a ball washer from a golf course.
Why? just to put in your living room?
No, it was the end of the year work-wise. And so some girls that we knew had gone up to East Lansing.
Working there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's as much detail as we're getting into. Stop asking questions.
So they left, so you needed a new ball washer.
There's got to be a statute of limitations on stealing a ball washer.
Yeah. So these girls that worked with us had already gone up to East Lansing, and it was the week before school, so it's like party fest, you know. And we were planning on going up there that weekend. So we stole it as kind of just a prank thing to give to them. So they had it in their house.
A housewarming gift?
Yes.
Nice.
Interesting.
Heather?
I don't have any stories significant. Not like you're describing.
No, I stole other things, but nothing.
Like minor.
I don't have.
It's more the tradition. Like, not tradition,
right,
but you know.
I know.
It's not like you're stealing something of value. You're stealing something of like, oh, it's like a ritual almost, right? I mean, you got to steal the KFC flag.
Didn't you steal a disc golf basket for Colin?
No. He has one, but it's not stolen.
He's got a whole course in the backyard.
Yeah.
Ben in Royal Oak, 97, won the ticket. Hello, Ben.
Hey there, guys. So in high school, the Burger King was running a promo where they had Shaquille O'Neal as a sponsor, and they had a life-size Shaquille O'Neal stand up in the middle of the Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing a leather coat with flames on it, which was really funny. And my friends and I, in the middle of lunch one day, just took it, and they kept it in my car, and in turn, we kept it in my basement for like a year. And then when the Pistons won the championship in 04, we took it right downtown Royal Oak in the middle of the celebration after they won and just burnt it. And people were loving it.
Wow. So how did you
see it? Was it a statue or a cutout?
It was a cutout.
It was a big cutout, okay. Yeah. It was like 7 foot tall, though. It was huge.
How did you steal it?
Just took it. We just took it.
You just
picked it up with one hand, picked it up with both hands, and just got out of there.
So the way I'm picturing, though,
the counter. There's nothing they could do.
So did anybody say anything?
No, before anybody even had a chance to say anything, we were in the car, you know?
Yeah.
How did it fit in the car?
It barely did. It barely did.
I'm just picturing, like, the lunch rush, because I'm picturing the cutout right up next to the registers. Mm-hmm. Usually that's where they are. And so everybody can see you doing it, and you walk out with, you know, again, it goes along with the old saying, if you act like you belong there, people probably won't ask too many questions.
If you can run fast.
We have some ticket texts, Jamie, on our theft story.
I like this ticket text the best. Nice try, cops. Not falling for this one. That's right. We're doing this in conjunction with the Oakland County Sheriff's Department. We're trying to solve old crimes. Because if they can solve the Jack the Ripper crime from 1888, why can't we solve a stolen big boy from the one out by the airport?
Speaking of big boy, class of 82, Harper Woods, Notre Dame, the big boy at 9 and Jefferson. The restaurant was actually open. We knocked the big guy down, loaded him up in the back of a pickup. He was hanging way over the tailgate, and then one of the cops arrived. That's Mike from Chelsea.
See, I would wonder about that. Like, if the cops show up to that kind of circumstance, are you in serious trouble, or do the cops kind of go, all right, let's knock this off. Let's take the big boy back to the restaurant where he belongs. Or are you facing any sort of, I don't know,
probation? I think the cops probably sit there and laugh about it and say, let's put it back. Because, you know, not to make a broad generalization, but I will. A lot of the cops would have done the same thing when they were in high school.
How
too,
dare
probably.
You?
As a kid, I was a ball boy for Division II University of California Davis football team.
Oh.
On sideline.
Home of who, Stoney?
Ken O'Brien.
Ken O'Brien, exactly right. The Mighty Aggies.
Out of the 83 draft choice class of quarterbacks. On the sideline, every home game for 6 years. Ended up swiping game balls and ended up with tons of balls with various logos from the other small schools. As an aside, Chris Peterson was the quarterback coach at the time early in his career.
Wow. I never knew that.
I stole all the old McDonald's characters that there were in their outdoor playground, Hamburglar, Grimace, and so on. That's in Plymouth, and I'm feeling guilty.
Wow, that's that'd be hard to do, much like stealing the 7-foot Shaq cutout from Burger King.
As an 18-year-old, as a 16-year-old, I was arrested for smoking the wacky stuff. While sitting in jail being processed, the jail door had a large skeleton key in it. I pulled it out, stuffed it in my boot, and I still have it to this day.
Wait.
Stealing from jail. That takes balls. You must have been really stoned.
I guess I'd love to follow up question this guy. So when they came to let him out of the jail cell, how did they just use, they're like, the key's missing. Oh, well, I guess we'll just use a backup key. No big deal.
When I was 17, I stole porta potties from around town.
Why?
And would leave them in our football coach's lawn.
Oh, okay. Got
There's
it.
Some football there's, coach listening right now going, son of a bitch, that's who did it to me.
Now, I know there was a story Channel 4 did years ago. I think this is probably 15 years ago, that some kids had stolen an inflatable snowman off a lawn and took it on vacation with them and took pictures and then returned it with the pictures.
Really?
Yes. That's outstanding.
See, I love that kind of stuff.
Like, I was on a beach. Yeah. They showed the photos on Channel 4.
You see, it's swimming in the pool.
Again, it's going back to what we said before, but it's like, yes, technically they did commit a crime, and they should pay whatever punishment it is. But I feel like in those circumstances, it'd be like, okay, you kids and your crazy games, you know. Like if somebody, because you're an inflatable person, correct?
Yes.
Or as, what does Rieger call them?
Blowable.
Blowables, yes. Yeah, Rieger called them blowables. If somebody stole one of your inflatables and took it on a joyride for about 5 days and then brought it back, would you be like?
I'd be mad respect if Yoda went on the travels or Elsa.
This one is bizarre. We used to cut down 4 Christmas trees a year from random front yards. I don't think our families bought a tree throughout my 4 years in high school. So that's parental sanction. That's not kids being hooligans. Can you imagine if you like went out to get the paper or the mail and you looked, it's like, wait a minute, my evergreen's gone. It's a massive gap
that's
in
awful.
Your front yard. Front
so,
yard.
When the Wings got eliminated in 96 against Colorado, the infamous Lemieux Draper game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were out watching the game, the place, and I was driving, so I didn't have very much to drink. And so my friends were staggering out after behind me. And so there was a door you'd open to leave, and then like a middle area, and then another door to go out. And there was a moose hanging on the wall. They started bringing it out, and I said, that's not happening. And they ended up just setting it down, and we took off.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, that seems like a totally normal thing to do. 97 won the tickets. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.